Hi, this is Bobby Whitlock, and you're listening to WBKM.
Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back. Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Hey, hey, my, and welcome to program number 5 of the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. I'm Eric Koval.
Hey, Tony Gallucci here on this beautiful night in town. What a gorgeous night, huh, Eric?
We got the 4 strong windows open here on the corner of Main Street and South Winooski here in Burlington, Vermont. And the town very much alive tonight. A big festival in town, of course. Music, you know, just pouring out of the streets.
Absolutely. Everywhere. And it'll be pouring out of the studio windows tonight. As tonight, we are finally in the week that will bring us back in front of Neil, us, and our wonderful group of compadres going with us, 10 of us in the caravan this year, Farm Aid 2012.
Such a spirited event. I mean, this event, Neil has been quoted as saying, the success of Farm Aid is in the spirit of it. And it is unlike any concert that I've been to. But concerts for cause and performance for purpose. It's so exciting to go somewhere and to celebrate food, you know, and the family farmer, the backbone of this country. Right, Tony? I mean,
yeah, absolutely. The magic of good food, good friends.
Essence of our being, right? The core of our very being.
It truly is. In a very complicated world, in a world that's perhaps far too complicated, those simple pleasures really ring true. In that place, I think because the spirit behind it is true, you know, and you can't fake that. If you fake it, it all comes across as something that just doesn't feel right. And you feel good when you leave a Farm Aid.
You really do. And I think that, you know, you tip your hat to Carolyn Mugar, the executive director, who's
absolutely
ever making the call on the bands that show up. I mean, of course, you got the front four. You got John Mellencamp. You got Dave Matthews. You got Neeler. And of course, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
That foundation, you know, those guys ring true because they are earth. They're earth-centered. You know what I mean? They sing about what's important. And when you get factory farms that are so concerned about profit, boy, you know, I mean, the whole thing is to support that family farmer, that localized food systems. Right.
You got it. You got it. Well, here we are.
So an agrarian episode tonight, if you will.
I think a little bit centered on that good stuff and a lot of good stuff to choose from. We know we're ready to jump into that airplane, man. We're expecting to fly.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm psyched. All roads to Farm Aid.
All the way back, right to the beginning, right when Amit sat on the floor and heard some great music coming out of the West Coast. Hey, Neil? Buffalo Springfield, WBKM.
I could wait. Let me bore you with this story, how my lover let me down. Well, I bore all seeds of sadness from the ground. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. There ain't no way of telling where these seeds will rise or when. I'll just wait around.
gives me peace of mind. Somewhere I can walk alone and leave myself behind.
Feedback is back. So are we. Country Home. Do I have to tell you? Do I have to tell you who was playing that? I don't think
you
so.
You don't have to tell
I
me.
I don't think so. I don't think I have to tell you. That's the best damn garage band in the world. And that term is used in the highest, highest accolade. Neil, Crazy Horse.
Oh, indeed.
Good Lord.
And the gratitude. You know, that's what that tune is speaking to me. You know, I'm thankful for my country home. And Neeler, never afraid to talk about the tender sides of life. Sure, he can be, you know, he criticizes the war and stuff like that, but he also offers us mm-hmm. a lot of insight and that air of gratitude the air of hope that I get from Neil Young is why I'm here tonight with you, man.
Well, there's a tremendous balance, you know, over this long time, this long catalog. You know, much like Bob Dylan, you get every shade, every nuance,
right,
every feeling, every texture that life has afforded Neil. And thankfully, it's afforded him the time of perspective and maturity and youth and wisdom and rebellion and anger and you name it.
I think that's why, you know, his listeners are also, they feel close to him. They follow him. Canadians, we saw people coming down, you know, hundreds and hundreds of miles at these Farm Aids to go see Neil and stuff, because he does reveal so much about his life through his music. You really get a sense that you know the guy. Yeah, you know, when I was able to give him that first hug, you know, and this was years ago, man, it felt like my father. You know, I was like, Neil, oh my gosh, thank you, love and only love.
Yeah, that transfer of all of those people that you've known, that all of a sudden I felt like I was representing hundreds of people who didn't get the chance to shake Neil's hand. This one handshake, Neil, represents a lot of people who you gave a lot of joy to. So, Neil, the horse,
wonderful.
Country home, and before that one, the perfect song
down.
For it. Hoedown, a true hoedown. Get that hoedown into the dirt.
We had the elbows kicking up side to side.
It's plowing
in here.
Time again. Field of opportunity.
I think that's Nicolette as well. I'm backing vocals. Nicolette Larson, of course, I believe, right? I mean,
beautiful,
but
banjo in there and the fiddles. I mean, that's a country hoedown in the barn, huh?
It is.
Off It Comes a Time, of course. And your pick to start off this week, all the way back to those very early days when Neil was driving the hearse. Saw Stephen spun it around and they wrote some music together.
Very progressive sound, very artsy, Expecting to Fly. You know, I like it because I'm a believer in thinking big. Believer in having that dream. You have to have the dream. And I think if you can see the dream, you can attain it.
Yeah, that's the first step. If you can't see it, if you can't believe it, nobody else is going to.
But if it's presenting itself to your consciousness or in dream state, wherever you are, if you're getting that dream distilled, there should be nothing in your way.
Dreams are that field of opportunity. That's beautiful.
That's it. You know, and I get that hope-filled essence from him.
Well, yeah. Well, you think about what happened in that movie, right? You know, just ready to give it up because it was too crazy to pursue, but yet it was compelling. You had to do it. It's what we got to do here. It's why we're here. You know, this is live radio. You hear the trucks outside. We're just making this up as we go along, but we believe it. Eric, what do we got coming up here? We got a great tune, don't we?
Oh yeah. This is fantastic material.
Another Living with War tune here.
Oh yeah. This album came out, and I couldn't believe. You know, he had released one of his older tunes, "Ordinary People," which was like a 20-minute track on this album. The rest of it, he redid. I believe, with CSN and toured with CSN in support of this album.
Exactly. A live album coming out with the Living With War tracks, like we heard on the stage at SPAC.
But
always
I like
a great
this.
Opportunity, you know.
Because we've been given a garden here.
Yeah,
and
where do you go after the garden is gone? I mean, that's the land, you know, you're fighting over, you know, if believe it or not. But, you know, I mean, that's, you know, the intersection of the Tigris and Euphrates. I mean, you know, look in Genesis. It's mighty weighty stuff when you're waging war in the Middle East. Waging war anywhere, really, but
anyway. It all exacts the toll on the grandmother. And Neil warned us back in the early 60s, man, 70s, you know, I mean, that we had Mother Nature on the run. And boy, we're still kicking out the jams. We're still exacting way too much.
From this great great album, Living With War, certainly an album about a man not afraid to say what he had to say. After the Garden's Gone, right here, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
Straight away.
fantastic material from Harvest Moon. A natural beauty should be preserved like a monument to nature. Mm. You know, sometimes I can cull certain phrases. They're like mantras. You know, Tony, I mean, they help me move through my life. You know, this guy, Neil Young, has given me so much that when I do talk to him, I never want to ask him for anything.
Right.
You know, he's already provided so much of a guidance, you know, some sort. He's reached a clarity, it seems, with purpose, you know, whether it be for the environment. He never let it go.
Mm.
He started by saying, hey, we got Mother Nature on the run, but he didn't end there.
Right.
He followed it, man, and he continued it all the way through Greendale, all the way through Harvest Moon.
Beautiful, a beautiful album, I mean, from front to back, really, Harvest Moon. It's got a real tone to it. That 10-minute-plus tune, Natural Beauty, one of my favorites, a selection of folks, you know, the Stray Gators, you know, who have played so well with John Hyatt as well.
Yeah.
Spooner and Ben Keith, of course, and Linda Ronstadt, JT, Nicolette Larson.
Very tough,
backing,
you know what I mean?
Vocals on that, you know, and Astrid, of course, Astrid Young.
You know, tough because, you know, Ben is no longer, you know, such a big part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Harvest Moon was supposedly a follow-up, you know, 20 years after the release of an enormously successful album, Harvest, of course.
Well, they wanted the sequel, didn't they?
And we got it.
Well, we gave you the sequel.
You know, my older brother Ken.
Oh,
you know,
did you think it was going to be the next year?
Right. My older brother Ken at his wedding reception played that front to back. That was the music at his wedding reception.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, sir. We got Thrasher on the line. He's waiting to tell us some new news.
Oh, I'm excited.
Fresh wheat. What do you say? Thrasher? Let's dial him up and see what he's got to say.
Hey, Thrasher here with this week's Neil Young news, and we do have quite a bit of it to report this week. Earlier this week, we had the track listing for the upcoming new Neil Young Crazy Horse album, Psychedelic Pill, released, and what it looks like is that on two CDs, we will have a total of 8 songs. That will be 4 songs per CD. And of course, you're probably thinking, well, that doesn't sound like a good deal. Well, when you see what the timings are on some of these songs, then that gives you really a pause. The first song on the album, called Drifting Back, comes in at 27 minutes and 36 seconds, and it just goes from there. The shortest track is the next one, Psychedelic Pill, which is like about 3 or 4 minutes. Then some of the other songs that we've heard on the tour so far, Ramada Inn and Born in Ontario, and on disc 2, Twisted Road, She's Always Dancing, For the Love of Man, and Walk Like a Giant. So we're looking at October 30th as the release date on that, and also the album artwork was previewed this week. We've got that up on the Thrasher's Wheat news site, so take a look at that if you haven't seen that. So the album's going to be about 83 minutes in total. It'll be the longest studio album that Neil Young has released, and the first double studio album. So certainly something to look forward to. I think, as I mentioned, October's looking like a great month with the release of the new album, the release of Neil Young's biography book, Waging Heavy Peace. The film Journeys by Jonathan Demme is also going to be released on video. And, of course, the Crazy Horse Tour Leg 2 kicks off in Canada. So lots of news coming up. So all very exciting. The other news this week was that the Bridge School benefit annual concert lineup has been announced. Along with Neil Young and Crazy Horse will be Jack White, Guns N' Roses, which should be kind of interesting in an acoustic setting. Flaming Lips, Sarah McLachlan, Lucinda Williams, Katie Lang, and Steve Martin and Gary Clark. So certainly another stellar lineup for the Bridge School, October 20th and 21st. So that's the news for now. Everybody, keep on rocking. Check the Thrasher Suite news site for all the latest Neil Young news. We've got the podcast linked in the right sidebar at thrashersuite.org. See you next time on the radio. We'll be right back.
Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, episode number 5. A very emotive performance of that tune, Pocahontas from Neil Young.
Love it. Love the way that tune can change, the way Neil does it, the way we've heard folks in town cover it. A beautiful tune.
Feels like you're underneath the stars with her. Yeah, you know, doesn't it? I mean, he really takes you right out on the plane.
Find out how she felt. Burlington's kind of music. WBKM, yeah, man. Well, boy, oh, boy, Eric, we could sure burn up an hour, but what a way to do it. Hey, don't forget, folks, if you join this hour, it will have to unfortunately come to an end. However, more great music this night. Craig Bailey, a local Burlington gentleman who's been doing Floydian Slip, a Pink Floyd show. Just the guy. He's been doing this for 20 years, hasn't it? I mean, a long, long time.
Yeah, celebrating another one of those pivotal bands that truly raised the bar. I mean, Pink Floyd, when they hit the scene,
exactly.
Had such impact value, you know?
Exactly. People still influenced by that band, influenced by the band that Sid created all those years ago that he was barely in, really. He was only in it a short while, but yet that influence still growing.
Yeah,
among
you know,
everyone.
When the seed starts with something so artistic and something so far out,
truly,
boy, it really led to a directive, you know, and it gave the band.
And then pull the car right on into the detached psychedelic garage for hours of great, great music. And what a show. This guy, I mean, wow.
A show to get outside of your own head. Yeah, you know,
so beautifully every night for us, every Saturday for us. Gosh, it's great, huh?
Big tip of the hat to Thrasher again. You know, Thrasher, we worked on this project to launch this show for so long, and so nice to be together working with Thrasher. So tip of the hat to you, brother. Can't wait to see you at Farm Aid.
Absolutely. Haven't met yet, and it truly is going to be a great time. So, we like to, go out a little strong sometimes. It's not so bad to go out strong. There's
no,
a strong
man.
Skunk smell outside. That
there
skunk
is, man.
That
nice
skunk is going
skunk
out strong.
Smell.
Said, if I'm going down, I'm taking you all with me. He's saying, hey, my.
We'll catch you again next week, of course. Saturday night, 9 o'clock. We love doing it. I'm
well,
Eric Koval.
Skipping next Saturday because we're in the best place in the world next Saturday night. We're in front of Neil and Crazy Horse
at
Farm
Aid. At this time next week, I'm tickled, Tony, because that's where we're going to be.
David Tim will probably just about be finishing up, and people will be just getting goosebumps. I will. I'm already tickled, man.
I'm already getting them. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Crazy Horse. Thank you, all those wonderful folks that have contributed over so many years. Beautiful music. Thank you, Thrasher. Rock and roll can never die. Hey, hey. My, my. Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. WBKM.
Once you're gone.